Okay, now Karen, we're talking about staying healthy, and you live overseas, and we both know it's quite hard to actually sometimes stay healthy overseas. First of all, can you talk about Spain? Now, you lived in Spain. Was it easy to stay healthy in Spain?
Actually, it's reasonably easy to stay healthy in Spain. The weather's always good, and I like jogging, so I always had the opportunity to go jogging outside, and there's lots of beautiful areas to go jogging along the river or along the beach. So it was relatively easy there.
Right. And where did you live in Spain?
I lived in Seville,
Okay.
yeah,
Oh, nice.
and Barcelona.
Oh,
Yeah.
very nice. Okay, now how about Peru? Now you lived in Peru, correct? Where did you live?
I lived in Lima.
Lima,
Yeah.
okay. And was it easy to keep a healthy lifestyle in Peru?
Well, actually, the fruits and vegetables are extremely cheap. And fruit drinks are really, really popular in Peru. Everybody has their own food processor to make fruit drinks. So, in terms of food, you can stay really, really healthy, really easily. And there's also lots of gyms in Lima, actually. Going to the gym is very popular there.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Well, what about Japan?
Japan's kind of the opposite of Peru because I find the fruit and vegetable very, very expensive. And so I tend not to buy fruit, only bananas. I can't believe how expensive the tomatoes cost.
Right.
Yeah.
It is crazy, the prices.
Yeah, it's incredible. And it rains a lot in Japan, I think, so it makes it more difficult to go jogging.
Okay, and just lastly, how about back home in England? Is it very easy for you to stay healthy in England?
I suppose the average English diet's not so healthy. We tend to like our fatty puddings and fatty foods, but there's lots of free or cheap places to do exercise. There's many swimming pools and many gyms. So yeah, it's if you have the right attitude, it's easy to stay healthy there. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, Karen.
It's okay. Thank you.